This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. From DallasCowboys.com, it is Mickey Spagnola. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
So, I don't know what you know or what you want to say. There's speculation running wild. There is the Sports Illustrated article. What can you tell us about what you saw play out or how things were this morning? I guess it was where I'll start.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a tough day. And, you know, I would imagine here within, you know, a short period of time, the Cowboys will have official release on this.
Yeah.
And from my standpoint, out of respect for family members or whatever, you know, it's really hard to say anything.
Okay.
Because if I say something, it's kind of official. Or yep. I'm unofficial, but yep. It'll be taken that way. So, yeah, I'm sure you guys are on
sure.
top of things.
Yeah.
And have a pretty good feel for what's going on. But, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, what else? What else this year? Just when you think that, you know, you grabbed some emotional momentum from a win on Sunday. You had a lighthearted story to talk about smashing watermelons. And then this smashes you right in the face. And it's... Yeah, it's just unbelievable, and you just kind of keep looking at it and going, 2020, right? And it just keeps on rolling, and we still got a month and a half left of this year.
And from the team personnel, I mean, you brought up a great point that this seems to be the first. Well, I mean, this is the first sustained bit of momentum, because even the two games before, even though they didn't win,
right.
Is they seem like they had played significantly better, and then you saw that again against Minnesota. I know all individuals will be different, but I think about it from a perspective of there would probably not be practice tomorrow, or I don't even know about that, but it seems like that would really kind of halt the momentum that you had built up.
Yeah, and I'm not sure on all that. I'm thinking they might be able to do something tomorrow. But again, you know, tomorrow's practice was going to be, you know, kind of like whatever they do on Saturday before Sunday, right? And,
yeah.
You know, you're not putting pads on. And if I remember correctly, usually on these short weeks, they previously, and at least during Jason Garrett's time, I don't think they put pads on this week. They would basically do a shells practice on Tuesday and maybe a little bit on Wednesday, but it would be a shorter practice because, you know, if you talk to players and they'll tell you that usually your body doesn't recover till Thursday after a Sunday game. And so now you're trying to do it, you know, not only on a short week, but think about this, and then you're going to play next Thursday. So it's 3 games in 12 days. And that's always a tough stretch. Now, the fortunate thing for him this time was the away game on Sunday, which they seem to always have the Cowboys do. It's almost like punishment for hosting Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You're away on Sunday. You play home Thursday, and then you're away the following Thursday.
I'm seriously curious about that, Mickey. Do you think that's somewhat a newer development, because so many teams were like griping about competitive advantage and all of that?
Well, you know, and that's why, you know, what happens is, and if you guys know the history of the game, you know, the Cowboys started playing it, and then teams complained, and it was like, so they said, okay, for these next 2 years, we're gonna move that Thanksgiving Day game around. And it didn't succeed in wherever they did, and I think one of the towns was St. Louis. And it was like, no, we don't want to do this. This is too hard. And so Tech Schramm basically said, all right, if you want us to host the game, now you put it in writing that we get to do it into perpetuity forever.
That's good work.
You do not take that game away from us. And they agreed. They said, okay, it's your game. And now all of a sudden when everybody playing on Thursdays, you know, I mean, so what's the big deal? You know, everybody plays Thursday. But again, to do it 2 weeks in a row like that is pretty tough, especially from a physical standpoint. And the league was trying to protect the players physically, right, in this new CBA. And then it's like travel, play 4 days later, at home, play 7 days later, travel, you know. And it's like it's a tough stretch from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, and we were talking with Steven yesterday about it specifically, and he was like, you know, when the family initially bought the team and got involved with this, they were like, oh, man, this is going to really, you know, change things up for how we go about our business. Mickey, have you ever missed one of these games?
I've missed one.
In how many years of covering
1988, I kind of started the season off covering the Olympics, and they were in Seoul. And so I think when we got to Thanksgiving, maybe I didn't have to cover the game, or all I can think of is I think that's what happened. I didn't have to work on Thanksgiving because the Olympics were late that year, and I remember we missed a couple games in that 88 season. But since then, yeah, 89 on, it's that's been my Thanksgiving in the Dallas Cowboys press box.
Now, it's a family, dude. Kevin, for the years, that's what they've done too. You know, like that spread has been a remarkable spread. I mean, the late Roger Emmerich, I remember he'd said, Corey, if you've never had this before, you got to get over here and get some food. And I did, and it was amazing.
Pretty good.
And then when we got into AT&T Stadium, it even got more amazing because yeah. They had a kitchen capable of, you know, cooking actual turkeys for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So if you ever got put in another situation and you were tasked with cooking Thanksgiving dinner, would you be screwed then?
I usually do it probably Friday and sometimes Saturday and enjoy Thanksgiving meal, right?
Yeah.
But then when they started this Thursday to Thursday thing, it's like, well, by the time you get to Saturday or Sunday, it's the regular week again. You know, remember how Garrett would tell you, well, it's Sunday, but
yeah,
it's really
yeah.
Wednesday for us. And, you know, and that's kind of what it was for us, too. So you tried to squeeze in a Thursday a Saturday maybe spread. And, you know, there were some years when, you know, they didn't do that and they would have the whole weekend off. You know, I'd run off and go to a college football game on Saturday. You can't do that anymore, especially this year, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know we've asked you this before, but when we see the news that he has once again made the semifinalist list, our simple question is, why the hell isn't Darren Woodson in the Hall of Fame?
I ask that question every year, especially, and I just did it again when I saw two kind of safety types, two guys that caught my eye. John Lynch. You want Darren Woodson or you want John Lynch? Give me a break.
Woodson.
It's
yeah.
not even close, right?
Nope.
And then I know this guy's on there for more than on offense. He's on there for special teams, Steve Tasker. But seriously, you know, he's one of the top 25 on there. And Darren Woodson, this is like his, I don't know, third or fourth time?
Fifth time to be
Fifth.
Semifinalist.
Okay. Well, okay. I was close with four. Yeah. And he can't, and, he, and I don't get it. And the unfortunate thing is he probably played during an era where people that are doing more of the voting now may not have seen him play in his prime. I mean, think about it. You know, 92, you know, how many people covering teams now, you know, were watching football intimately in 92, 93, 94, 95? It's 25 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the unfortunate thing. So now their only recourse is to look at stats. Well, stats don't tell you how valuable Darren Woodson was unless you value tackles, unless you value games played, unless you valued plays made during games and how important he was to this defense. You know, and it's I feel like I'm telling you the story I've written for the last 5 years.
Right.
That when you look at the difference he made on this Cowboys team defensively, that they could put a guy as talented he was as a safety with the power he had and the size and put him in the slot and say, okay, if they put Jerry Rice in there, you just go cover him, you know? And he would go in the slot on the nickel and basically be your nickelback, your nickel corner. But he was a safety. And so teams couldn't say, huh, we're going to fake them out. We're going to go three wide, but we're going to run the ball because you got a little, you know, 6 foot, 180-pound skinny corner out there in the slot. We're going to run right at him. Well, he didn't want to run right at Darren Woodson. You know, the Cowboys got to go to Baltimore next Thursday. I remember the first time it was the first year they were in their new stadium, downtown Baltimore. And Woody, and I want to say it was might have been before halftime. And he ended up, I believe it was a fractured forearm, a bone or something. And he came out. They went to get an X-ray, and the X-ray room wasn't working in the new stadium. Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
On the road. So there's a hospital across the street, within walking distance. He and Britt Brown, the Cowboys associate trainer, in full uniform, walk across into the emergency room and say, we need an X-ray right now. And he gets it X-rayed, and it's fractured. They walk back, and Britt Brown had to talk him out of his uniform because he wanted to go back out there. He goes, yeah, just wrap it up. If it's broken already, well, what's the big deal? I can't do any more damage. It's broken. Wrap it up and go play. Nah, they didn't let him do that. But can you imagine being in the emergency room and seeing a guy coming in with his pads on? Because he didn't want to undress in case that there wasn't a fracture and he could get back after halftime and play.
That's the intelligence of Darren Woodson, Kevin.
God.
So
you don't have to convince me.
Now, are you voting for him for
yes.
the Hall of Fame?
We've been running the campaign for
years.
This is
always my contention on the Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Hall of Fame is great. You know, you judge by stats and all that stuff. But it's the stories that you have to preserve. If those guys get in there, then that story might get preserved, right? It's like Bob Hayes. You know, you needed to preserve the story of Bob Hayes in the Hall of Fame, the fact that he changed because of his world-class speed, changed how they played defenses. And everybody knows that, right? But we know it. But what happens when we're not here to tell that story? Somebody needs to know why Bob Hayes is in the Hall of Fame and how fast he was and how he affected the game of football. And he did so because all of a sudden it's like, well, we can't man up this guy. We got to start playing zone, you know, and put somebody over the top so I have double coverage on this guy because he's going to outrun anybody. And so that's what used to irritate me when the year he made it to the finals and then got voted out. He was in the top six or seven, whatever the final thing is, and all he needed to do was get 80% to confirm, and he didn't get confirmed. And then by the time he got in, he ended up having passed away already. So those are the stories that people – that's what to me, that's what the Hall of Fame is. It's preserving history, preserving the stories. You're not just preserving stats.
Damn right. Well, look, you're preaching to the choir about Darren Woodson especially. We've been furious about this for years, just like you. Thank you very much, Mickey. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.